All right, we are now joined by our poll sitter for tomorrow's Straight Talk Wireless 400, Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 452311 Racing Toyota. Tyler, why don't you take us through your poll winning lap?
Yeah, a lot of this, starts in the weeks leading up to the race, and, I think a lot of the speed that we brought to Vegas really has continued to show so far today. Yeah, and in practice, obviously, we fired off with a good bit of speed there as well. So it was nice to see that. Gave us confidence going into Group A qualifying. And, yeah, just being able to run the lap that we did and in the first round gave us even more of that confidence. So going into round two, looking at what everyone had been running for speed, kind of just decided to do what I felt was best, and it worked out. So sometimes you take that risk and it doesn't really go your way, but thankfully it was a good lap for us. I think given equal tires of five, probably would have been a little bit faster, but we were fortunate to go on Group A this weekend and be able to capitalize on it.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll go up here to Holly and then to Davey.
Hi, Tyler. Holly came with the NASCAR Wire Service. Are you surprised that you're starting on pole? Did you guys feel that this was kind of what you expected to do here?
Yeah, the poles eluded me in the Cup Series here. I knew it was, we've been very close. We just needed to have a really good round two. And yeah, I think we, for our group, we ran a really good lap for sure. But yeah, again, I think we were just fortunate where we were in Group A. That padded us a little bit. But yeah, it's always nice to run a really good lap, but when you run your lap and then five cars go after you, they have an opportunity to adjust. And so I was curious to see what the 5 and 20 were going to do there. Obviously, the 5 got pretty close. So all in all, it was a great day for us and looking forward to the race tomorrow.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. You mentioned on TV about, doing everything you can do to set yourself up for success, including the pit stall selection. How important have you and Billy discussed that to be in terms of just not just the stall selection, but also entry speed, exit speed, and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, any advantage you can get is big in this next gen era. So, yeah, it's great that I was looking at all the Toyotas in the second round. All the Camrys, a lot of the Camrys this weekend having a lot of speed. Toyota's having speed across the board this weekend is also really, really cool to see. I think this is the 13th time that they've swept all three. So it's nice to be able to come to track like this where myself as a driver, I feel like I have an advantage, but to also be in a Camry and have the speed that across the board it seems like we do here too. So just really proud of everyone's effort back at Airspeed, and proud of everyone's effort part of TRD. It's been been nice to be able to rebound from a rough ending a week ago.
Let's go up here to Javier. All right, do we have any other questions? All right, congratulations, Tyler. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.